Subject: profess, yes. Protect, yes. Provide, can't. Good morning, Stephen Shirley. I was involved with a man that professed to everyone how he felt and still feels about me. He will protect me like I am the president of the United States. He has some money issues that prevent him from providing for me the way I know he wants to. And the reason I broke up with him is because he is a jealous man, but he loves the ground I walk on. I have dated a few guys since breaking up with him, and all they want is the cookie, but do nothing to get it. He has a job which he loves and has goals on going back to school and furthering himself in that company. Do you think that when he is able to provide for me, his jealousies and insecurities will go away, or will he always be a jealous and insecure man? Well, you haven't told us, like, what he does as a jealous man. I mean, he's not beating up on you. He's not mistreating you or anything like that. And I definitely think that his money issues are tied to how he feels about himself and about you. And these financial issues probably do contribute to his insecurity, because he doesn't feel like a complete man if he can't provide for you. But you say that, you know, he has a good job. He loves, he has goals on going back to school and furthering himself in the company. So that means, like, it sounds like he will be able to provide for you one day and possibly in the very near future. That's a good thing. So I'm just saying to you, you know, please don't throw a good man away. He professes he protects and he will eventually be able to provide for you. He does have a job. It's not like he's not working or anything. Don't throw him away, especially if he loves you and you love him. You've been out there. You've been messing around with other guys. You see what they want for nothing. And you have a good man here. Steve?
First of all, let me just get right to it. Ladies, do not misinterpret the three P's. How a man loves. Profess, protect, and provide. Do not misunderstand that.
What do you mean, Steve?
When I say provide, is he willing to give you what he has? Now, that doesn't mean that he has to pay all your bills, take all your debt, put it in a bowl, get rid of it. Ain't no more struggles. I never wrote that in the book. And I never told you to expect from a man that he should take care of you financially. I said provide for you, meaning to the best of his ability. And I said that clearly in the book, did I not, Cheryl?
Yes, you did, sir.
Whatever level he is on, if he's willing to bring it to the house and share it with you, that's his way of showing you he loves you. That's what I don't want you to misunderstand. But what has happened here? We got a woman who's tied the whole relationship to this money thing. But she's trying to justify that by masking it with, he's a jealous man. Most men I know are jealous.
Absolutely, Steve.
About their woman. I'm jealous. If I see somebody pushing, it's finna stop. If I hear about somebody pushing, I'm going to see about it. I'm jealous. Now, like Shirley said, you didn't say in there what this jealousy is. If he's not being physically abusive or controlling to where it's suffocating you, but jealousy in a man is a good thing. It shows that he cares. If a man don't care nothing about what you're doing, what you wearing, where you going, it's because he don't care about you. So really, I don't see nothing in here that this dude has done wrong, but I see a lot of stuff you doing wrong. Because see, right now, you got everything tied to some money. You're involved with a man that professes to everyone how he felt and still feels about me. He will protect me like I am the president of the United States. He has some money issues that prevents him from providing for me the way I know he wants to. And you should have put on that letter, and the way I want to be provided for. That's what you should have put in there, but you tried to be slick like we stupid. But we not. So now here's what you really are saying. The reason I broke up with him because he's a jealous man. But right after that, but he loves the ground I walk on. I've dated a few guys since breaking up with him, and all they want is the cookie, but do nothing to get it. He has a job. He loves and has goals on going back to school. So you're talking about a man that's ambitious.
Yeah.
And furthering himself in that company. Do you think that when he's able to provide for me, his jealousy and insecurities will go away? No. But that ain't really the issue. So please quit saying that. This is about the money. You want the man to take care of you, and you want him to make more money. Providing for you means that whatever level the man is, if he's willing to bring the money in and contribute with you together as a unit, and he's professing and protecting you, That's the three P's that a man shows his love. I never told you, ladies, that a man has to come in here and wipe out your debt, take care of you, ride you off in a blaze of glory, put you in the biggest house money can buy. I never told you that.
A lot of women make more than their men, too, Steve, you know?
Okay, mm-hmm. But I don't even know if that's the case right here. It's just he's not making the money to provide in the way he wants to or the way she wants him to. So now, your only question is, do you think when he's able to provide, listen to me, lady, you got a man that cherish the ground you walk on, kill a brick about you, brings in whatever he got money and he making it work, you worried about some jealous and insecurity? You can fix jealous and insecurity by showing him he has no reason to be. But if he can sense in you that you ain't happy with him, for any reason, whether it's his finance or whatever, then here come the insecurities. Put you on the other foot. Let your man make you think that it's something about you that ain't going to keep him in place and see how secure you start feeling.
Mm. See, I agree with you with your three P's, but my three S's, though, to submit, sexual, and secretive, see, that right down. That right down.
Why is it a secret?
That has nothing to do with this letter.
What is he talking about?
If you just want to comment.
What is he talking about? And what is the secret about?
We can't tell nobody.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.